It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelo. As we continue on this morning, I am joined now in the studio by Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, who joins me as a board member from the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. I saw that there are some things coming up here that the symphony wants to let people know about. One of those, an outdoor community concert. This is coming up here actually pretty soon, and it's at a great new location. What's going on?
Yeah, July 9th, we'll do our summer concert. We've been doing these for a couple years now, sponsored by Eagle Mine, so it's free to the public. It's a great way to get out and enjoy the summer in the UP, and of course, we are now going to be performing at the brand new Band Shell as well, so double reason to come out and hear some live music for free.
Now, this actually is probably pretty exciting for the symphony, obviously, to do this show, and you'd like to do it, but to do it in a new space like the Peg Hervin and Band Shell also adds a new level of excitement, I'm sure, for the symphony.
Absolutely. I mean, from what I've seen with the City Band, it's an absolutely gorgeous space, and we've been wanting this for years, you know, that outdoor space, specifically at Presque Isle, so everyone's really excited to get out there and play for the public.
When it is one of these community concerts, what is the approach perhaps to the pieces that are selected to be performed?
Well, that's Maestro Octavio Masarakis' decision, but generally he tries to throw in a little patriotic music since we're close to the 4th of July. Some other things that might be more familiar to people, orchestral works, you know, shorter works that might be a little bit familiar to people. I'm sure there's a couple tunes you may recognize. So I think just come with an open mind, bring a chair. I need to make sure I tell you to bring cash for the 50-50 raffle.
Oh, okay. Very
good.
That's
an important one. If you're going to come on July 9th, make sure you bring the cash for the 50-50 raffle, which has also been a huge success when we've done it in the past.
I think that actually kind of ties into the whole thing with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, being that it's really supported by those people that buy the tickets, by the season tickets in particular, yes, that support it, and the various businesses, groups, and individuals that do that. But season tickets is another reason you're here. Do you want to make sure people know that there are season tickets out there now, at least for some of the subscribers? What's the word?
Yes, our season for the 26-27 season is on sale now. So you want to grab those tickets while you can. Obviously, season tickets save you some money. And of course, there'll be single tickets available for other concerts. I should say also, the season tickets does not include the Christmas concert or the holiday concert.
I know that's always been a little bit something separate.
Yeah, because we usually sell out of the holiday concert, but that's a kind of a separate thing. But yeah, we want to encourage people to grab your season tickets for the 26-27 season. It's going to be really exciting.
We are talking with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz this morning, board member with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, getting the word out about the 26-27 season, and also something that they're looking for now for next season already, and this could be your chance to sing with the symphony. Tell me about this. What is this all about?
Yeah, we've done this before. So we're hosting a competition for someone to sing with the symphony. So if you fancy singing and you enjoy singing, it doesn't really matter what style. Obviously within limits, you know, to what we can do as an orchestra. But we want to hear your versatility. So we want to hear if you're into pop music, if you're into jazz, if you're into classical repertoire, whatever, we want to hear it. So put together a 3 to 5 minute video of you singing a selection and send it to info@themarquettesymphony email, which is on our website. And the submission due date is August 1 of this year, but this would be to sing with the, if you win the competition, you would be singing with the symphony for the 27-28 season.
That wouldn't be happening. So we'll be sure to put in that link of that contact info in the posting of this. But let's remind everybody again that you have a show that is coming up here on the 9th, that it's actually a great opportunity to, maybe for someone who's never seen it, to see the and hear the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. What's going on?
July 9th, yep, at the Presque Isle, at the new Peg Hervin and Pavilion. Come early because it is hard, you know, you got to bring your lawn chairs, and it is hard to get a good seat. It's usually packed.
Yeah.
So bring your refreshments, bring your lawn chairs, get there early, set up, and enjoy. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful night on Presque Isle, and don't forget your cash for the 50-50 raffle.
It's at 7:30 on the 9th at the Peg Hervin and Band Shell. People have questions about the symphony. What's your website that they can check out?
Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Orchestra.org.
That is Dr. Aaron Kollwitz with me this morning, board member with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, getting the word out on some of the highlights of the upcoming season and special events that are underway. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Look for this interview at our website at sunny.fm.